Fucking New Year, spoiling bastards. Happy New Year. We made it to another year.
Woohoo!
And I don't know. I blow my brains out this year.
Well, looking at the schedule this year, don't count yourself lucky yet.
Okay, so I know people got a polling in from what I heard. I have like a little movie spoilers breakfast meeting. Some of our fans are going out of town this week, and I had them come over to my place. I made them breakfast. And they have a polling going on saying, what movie do you think it'll be that P1 blows his head off?
Uh-huh.
I said that's very sweet of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
But people, this is Movie Spoilers episode 93. I'm yours, the phenomenal one.
And I'm Lehu.
And we're here to talk about more bullshit as this continues on. So let me reassure you though, people, 2014 is gonna be a different year, a different time, a different place.
I hope 2014 at least surprises us. Like, it could be one of those years where it's like we're not expecting anything, and those are the years that we get a lot of good films that come out of nowhere.
Yeah, you hope that, or you think that?
I hope that.
Okay. You know, that's what I like about you. You're young, and you got hope.
Optimism, because pessimism gets you fucking nowhere.
Yeah, because that's me.
Exactly. The yin and the yang.
Yeah, exactly. And we can tell which one's the yang here or whatever. I'm the black one.
Yeah, exactly. So, what we got on the docket today?
Man, we got some comments. We got box office talk, which actually two movies made their budget back in their second week and not even being the number one, which is shocking or whatever. Blu-ray releases and trailer talk with Paranormal Activity invites the Mexicans over.
Goody. All right.
Whatever the fuck is the name of that movie. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, Well, you know how January goes for us. It's a bad month.
Yeah. One of them made your worst of, if I'm not mistaken. That'd be Texas Chainsaw. So.
Oh, yes. So that's what we're in for. Yippee! Well, actually, no. A movie that'll fuck over Actually, you know what? A movie that can fuck over the Paranormal Activity series, I wholeheartedly welcome to my opening arms, because that means these movies will not get made anymore. And frankly, anything that causes the Paranormal Activity movies to not get made anymore, I embrace with a warm, big hug.
Do you think this next Paranormal... You know, I'll ask you when we do the trailer talk.
Yeah, we got a lot to go over.
So first comment here comes from Cynthia on our previous episode, and she says, thank you for the New Year's card, P1. Your handwriting is super neat like a girl, LOL. Any New Year's resolution, guys? All right, I'm going to just want to set this straight. When I send you guys, because I recently just sent out mainly all the spoiling bastards out there cards, I just want you to know that if anybody says one more goddamn thing about my handwriting and that looks like neat and like a girl and shit like that, I'm going to kill one of you motherfuckers, all right?
Yeah, you bitch.
Thank you for the call. You're writing this. Super neat, man. All right. I don't need you guys posting that on my Twitter, my Facebook, or anything like that. I don't need people seeing this, all right?
I love it. It's like thank you for the card. It's like, thank you for the card, P1. It was nice and neat handwriting, you bitch.
It was funny because one chick said, because I had typed out a little sentiment thing for everybody in it, whatever. And one chick said, oh, you didn't write anything on it. Your handwriting is so neat. I wanted you to. I was like, okay. I said, what the hell did you want me to say that the sentiment didn't say?
You should have me do it next year. You should have me do it next year, and then I'll be one getting the messages. Why is your handwriting like chicken shit?
People, you got to understand, my writing got me skipped up a grip. Well, sort of.
All right.
Anyway. I write like a girl. I understand that, whatever. Any New Year's resolution, guys? I avoid shitty movies and shit. No, I'm just playing.
Well, you're going to suck in the first week.
Yeah, I'm about to suck this week, actually.
Yeah. After already this week, I come out of you out of the theater, you fucking lose.
I'll just lie and say I loved it, man. It didn't suck.
Yeah, Piranha Activity.
We all know how good I am at that.
It's going to be like the Family Guy, Stewie clenching his teeth. Paranormal Activity had a great storyline. It was very terrifying.
It was the greatest
movie ever. It was
the scariest thing I've ever seen.
It was so much fun. And then as soon as we cut the review, you just start puking.
I don't really set New Year's resolutions because I make goals for myself every month. So I always hear that. All of a sudden, dude, I'm going to lose weight. It's like, why you didn't lose weight 3 months ago? You know what
I'm saying? Yeah, ironically enough, that one's mine. Lose a little bit of weight because after doing so good in school this semester. I've kind of gained a little gut, and I personally don't like it when I have that. It's not really like lose a lot of weight. It's just, you know, burn some stuff off, get a little bit of better eating habits and better healthy living lifestyle back. So, I don't know. I guess that's it.
Healthy lifestyle is expensive as fucking LA. I'm doing that right now.
I know. Expensive lifestyle anywhere is expensive as fuck. That's why you only really see rich people being in good shape.
Especially when you're hungry as fuck and you realize you don't eat red meat, but the only thing that's open is red meat places.
It's either I go home and make myself a nice healthy dinner, or there's a McDonald's right next to me. Shit.
Exactly. Whatever. That burger stand on Long Beach Boulevard is open 24/7, man.
All those places don't help.
If you go out as much as I. Yeah, that's true. But if you go out as much as I do and you don't get home till 3 a.m. and you're half drunk, the last thing on your mind is you need to be turning the stove on.
Yeah. Good question, though. Yeah, so, I like that question. Good question.
Yeah. Oh, you do? Okay. Well, maybe I should come up with a New Year's resolution then. I'll think of something then. Mm-hmm. Alex, you son of a bitch. You the one that took me to see that fucking Starving Game shit, whatever, you son of a bitch. No, he says, what's your guys' thoughts on Denzel preferably playing Green Lantern?
Oh, God, no!
After the Argo writer stepping in, and now this, I dare say I'm somewhat excited. P.S. P1, you write like a girl. Real thanks, though. All right, man. I ain't reading no more P.S.s or nothing like that.
All right.
Trying to make something nice for the spoiled bastards out there by sending them holiday cheers and shit like that. What these motherfuckers do?
Yeah, exactly. But once again, we can't go another week without a freaking Man of Steel story.
I don't even think it's Man of Steel no more. If Green Lantern is in the movie, that's Justice League now.
Yeah. Might as well just say it.
I personally would have been saying I would love to see Denzel as Green Lantern, but I don't think Denzel... I think that's first of all, that's a rumor. Denzel, I don't think he's going to do it.
Now, if the dude turned down Fast and Furious, I don't see him doing it.
Well, I remember him saying he doesn't do superhero films that much or whatever. So
there's that too.
I don't think, once again, it's not confirmed. That is a rumor going around or whatever. And I know a lot of sites are trying to spread that rumor around or whatever. But the second thing I have to say is he's a little old.
Yeah. I mean, it's hilarious to me because Idris Elba has been like, hey guys, I'll do it. Like, you know, I love him. Oh, come on!
I do not like that guy. That guy can't act. He had his chance with Ghost Rider, and he fucked that up, whatever. You give somebody, give another black dude a chance. Give Michael B. Jordan or somebody like that, whatever.
Michael B. Jordan's had your chance, brother. Michael B. Jordan's Fantastic Four, isn't he?
Unfortunately. he's the only one cast for that movie.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, he's the only one cast for that movie, and that movie's coming out pretty soon, and there's not any production, so I don't even know if that movie is still going on or not. So
I'm going to look that up right now, actually, while you answer this question.
They probably need to get a pep in his step. I will say, if Denzel is going, I will probably be a little excited, because I think Denzel will pull off a great Jon Stewart, but I don't think he will do it personally or whatever. And second of all, the age range is all over the fucking table in this goddamn movie now. You got a young Superman, an older Batman, now an old Green Lantern. It's like, okay, are these people all going to be teaching Superman a lesson or something? Like, what's going on here? I don't want to know a lesson movie.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm sick of hearing about these DC stories. I'm sick because after all these stories, everyone's like, they're just trying to build hype, I feel like. They're just trying to build hype by throwing these names out there and getting people excited. But frankly, then they're going to be like, LOL, JK, it's actually this guy, and the movie's still going to suck.
Yeah, I would rather see if you're gonna put the black guy, I would go ahead and get Michael B. Jordan. I think he'd be great as that.
Yeah.
Why not? You got a young Superman. Get a young Green Lantern in.
Because Marvel's got his grasp on him right now.
Well, they better hope they keep that shit, because I don't know about that movie that's going to go.
No, it's saying right here, it's set for June 19th, 2015.
And production on that? When's that kicking in?
Summer soon? Summer 2014, production is expected to begin.
I don't have any hope for that movie now. Really? Damn, they should have been starting that shit already, whatever. Like, they're not even making any year time span or whatever. It's like, that sounds like they're rushing that shit.
Oh, probably are, but
I have no faith.
Probably are, but you know.
Yeah, well,
whatever.
All right, well, yeah, whatever. Next comment here comes from Steve. He says, "Holy fuck! Speaking of darkness, I can't stop laughing at the latest darkness episode. P1, UCJ, Cody, and Martin, the artist formerly known as Leon, was great together. Will Martin and Cody be coming back on the Darkness Year End show? Which I don't know.
Yeah, that's not your that's not your show. If I'm correct, right?
What happened?
I said that's not your show, if I'm correct, right?
No, that is my show.
Well, like, it's run on Dragon and the Wolf, correct?
That's run here, too.
Oh, okay.
That's me and CJ's thing, but we had a black topic. Well, we had a ton of black topics. Matter of fact, that show is black topics or whatever. So we decided to bring a spoiling bastard on and Cody, and, of course, I had to get Leon on or whatever. So, and we all had to sit down and talk about black foolishness, about being beat by the police and all that stuff, whatever.
Oh, good. So,
yeah, that's always a fun talk or whatever, you know. Oh, and how to drink and shit like that, whatever, and how not to stay away from the police. Mainly that or whatever. And, oh, and bootlegs and Rent-A-Center.
Oh, God. All right, then. So, next.
Yeah, so Martin, they'll probably be on, though, to answer your question, Steve. Also, he also says, this comes out of nowhere, also, Lehu, what is your favorite film?
The fuck?
I like how he asked about the darkness, and out of nowhere, Lehu, what's your favorite film?
Did you, like, want me to not feel bad as a white person because I couldn't be on that awesome black show? Like,
I don't know.
All right, whatever. Cool. frankly, it like, I don't really have a favorite film of all time. It's like, I've seen so many that I have a favorite film in each genre, but, you know, we'd be here for an hour if I was going to talk about everyone in, my favorite genre. What?
I think that's a hard question, personally, or whatever, especially since you see so much now.
Right, and that's the thing, like, you know, I've had movies that have influenced me. You know, in what I want to do, possibly as a director one day, but picking one, that's, like, damn near impossible.
I have picked one, just because people do ask me this question a lot outside the show and on the show, whatever. The one I can think of the most before this year, at least, or whatever, is I Saw the Devil.
Okay.
And I could talk that for all years, whatever. I mean, if I was a list together, it probably wouldn't be my number one, but if I had to think off the top of my head or whatever, then I would just go with that one to say.
Okay, fair enough.
But he asked me you, so.
Yeah, I mean, I guess my answer, you know, thinking of everything, the first answer that comes to my mind is actually The Mask with Jim Carrey, okay. And that's because that, as a kid, that was a movie that really, you know, that was a movie when I watched it, I said to myself, wow, I want to get into this business one day as a creative director.
And really, I got a better question for you than his question. What was the first film you saw in theaters, if you remember?
Oh, I actually do remember that. It was The Little Mermaid, and it freaked the ever-living shit out of me.
That's actually on TV this whole weekend. So
oh, yeah, I know. I know. And I was
singing my ass off last night drinking.
Oh,
I ain't gonna lie, that movie was good.
I love how that movie is like, we're pushing the Disney princess angle. It's like, wow, this is one of the most sexist movies I've ever seen in my life.
I like that movie. I like it a lot.
I know. I love how the whole message of the film is, honey, throw all your dreams away and throw everything about your life away for a man. Yay, daddy! And I'm sitting there as someone who has studied, yeah, you know, sexism and culture and in movies, and I'm just like, what the hell?
You also got to remember the time period that was created in.
Good point.
If if I saw a movie in the 80s where a black man was president, I'd be a little thrown off by that. I'd be like, they would have hung his ass. What is this?
He would have gone down to the South so and be like, my fellow.
If I see that in 2013, still sexist and shit, then we'll have a problem. But if it was made back then or whatever, it'll get a slide for the simple fact that, yeah, that shit wasn't going down back then. Especially Disney with his racist ass. Like the
Jews. Oh my, don't like Jews. I mean, don't forget Songs of the South.
Yeah, exactly. I heard all shit. I seen a hog fly. I seen a butterfly. I done seen the butterfly.
I mean, hell, Spill said. Spill said it best. Like the zippity doo dah, whoop my ass.
Oh, that another goddamn song. Them fucking racist ass Dumbo birds, whatever the fucking Heckle and Jekyll, or don't even get me started on these motherfuckers, whatever this shit. Talking like they was from the fucking Southern Jazz era or something like that. It was like, all right, can't cut this shit out of there. Did they get this shit from the Jar Jar Binks asshole of acting or something?
Oh my god.
Jesus Christ, I hate those fucking birds. Another thing I hate is that fucking WB frog, too.
Oh, the Dave Chappelle sketch.
Oh, yeah, I remember that sketch now. Yeah, that's the most, fuck that frog. That's the most racist thing I've ever seen. Glad they switched that shit to the CW. That was the most racist fucking channel. Well, actually, UPN was it. YouPickANigga.com or some shit like that. That was the most racist channel ever. Anyway, next comment comes from Mac 2.0, the Blue Hybrid. He says, hey, guys, thanks for sending the New Year's postcard I got from you. This is really a nicely made card, P1. That and you do good handwriting. Better than mine, LOL. Well, you didn't say it was a girl. Here's to another year of movie spoilers.
Hooray.
Yeah, unfortunately. Hey. Glad you guys are excited or whatever.
We're personally waiting for 2015. Hey.
Now, when 2015 come, I will be jumping for joy, whatever, because there's going to be something coming out every week.
Exactly. We get something every week where you and I are like, oh, boy.
Yeah, until we see it, and then we go like, well.
Oh.
Well, it wasn't all that, but, it was disappointing. Actually, 2015 could be either the best year in the past decade or the worst year.
Yeah. Well, here's to hoping there's the best. What we got is our next comment. Love that hoping. Yeah.
Well, he goes on to say, you know, talking about our 47 Ronin, Mac 2.0 goes on and says, you know, I actually thought about seeing this, but my interest for the movie was dwindling lower and lower and lower, and fuck it, I'll just catch it on DVD Blu-ray. And also, watch Man of Tai Chi instead, because I actually heard great things about the movie. Yeah, you heard it from me, son of a bitch. No, I was yeah, that movie is great, Man of Tai Chi. It just came out like a month or two ago, too.
Yeah, how hilarious.
I'm shocked, Ken. Yeah, I'm shocked he'd do some bullshit like this or whatever. Is that a $200 million budget? What the hell is he thinking?
Well, we're going to get into that in the box office talks because, Jesus, wow.
Fucking
like, wow, lols.
I don't know what the fuck they're thinking about. Andrew, he goes on to say in our Walter Mitty review, he says, hey, thanks for the car, TPO. This shit looks all glossy and shit. Anyways, the budget on this film is super high. How do you guys think it will do in the box office? You're talking about Walter Mitty. I think it's going to fail.
Yeah. I hate to say it. It's not doing so hot right now.
And the budget on that motherfucker is $100 million, so.
Have fun, Metrodome Mayor.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. A lot of people is getting fired this week. Let's just say.
You know how they say for the NFL, Black Monday, after the last week of football?
Yeah, Black Monday.
It's Black Monday in movie world right now, too.
Oh, yeah. So Black Monday, because we've had four big ones this weekend. Well, about $100 million, but the other three did. But at least I can say I have faith in one of them making that money back when Oscars were around. The other two, I don't see a snowball chance in hell of them two making money.
Right. So
next comment comes from Adriana, our Wolf of Wall Street review. And Adriana says, what was the craziest scene in this film that gave the biggest reaction to you guys? P.S. That card was absolutely wonderful, phenomenal, and I'm glad to have been a spoiled bastard for the past 2 years. So here's to another year. Why, thank you, Adriana. That was so lovely. You're also so lovely and sweet. Biggest reaction. It could have been the gay orgy.
Or
yeah.
Fuck! It was Jonah. It was Jonah Hill jerking off.
Yeah, I was about to say that's not a scene that's not a sight we're gonna be able to get out of our heads for a long time. I don't care what anyone says.
The funniest thing about that scene is I think it's one of the smartest scenes too, for the simple fact that it sets up how hot this girl is.
Yeah, like, that's
like
true.
What she would do for this shit. The fact that you're willing to jerk off in front of her like that.
Like, you think you can pull that off. It's like, I'm rich. This should work.
Yeah, exactly. Another scene I think I forgot to talk about, too, is was I the only one that wanted Leonardo DiCaprio to fuck that aunt, that old-ass aunt?
No, that's fucked up.
That aunt was hot, man. Oh, you don't, I don't know why. I said, oh my god, why do I think she's hot? And when they're like talking to each other, I was just like, why do I want them to sleep with each other?
That's messed up.
God, my age is reflecting on me now.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it goes.
Hey, that's not messed up, because Leo's around her age, supposedly.
Oh my god. I forgot to ask you, what did you think of, in that movie, what did you think of Margot Robbie?
I thought for the character she had to play, I thought she was good at it, as far as being, like, she's supposed to be, like, I thought the way they made her on camera, I think I told this on Kate Beefcake, they made her into kind of like a porn star, where she's too hot to believe that she's real or whatever, and I thought that's why I laughed so hard at the Jonah Hill scene, because that set of, like, when they first introduced her was kind of, like, perfect, right on the money, because you see no other woman in the movie that's just as hot as her or whatever, or any, I mean, even with all the hookers and everything, still no one is even close as hot as her or whatever, and, her, as far as her acting, I thought it was decent. I ain't gonna go out and say it was the best acting I've seen or whatever, but...
Yeah. I also forgot to ask, what'd you think of our boy from The Artist?
Oh!
Because I forgot. Great. I really liked him, and I forgot that was him.
Man, I told you, like we said in the review, there was so much shit going on in that movie, man. We could have been there for hours.
Yeah, no, it was one of those things where, like, everyone... Like, someone asked me, he's like, how is John Dujardin? And I was like, oh my god, that's right, he was in this.
Yeah,
In his
John,
first,
I don't know if we talked about John Berthoff either.
No, there's John Berthoff. Christian Milioti, the girl who's playing the mother on How I Met Your Mother, had a great role.
Mm-hmm. A lot of them had great roles in it, whatever. I think, for first, I think it was probably Jonah Hill's best role ever.
Yeah, I know. Even freaking Spike Jones popped up for a second.
I know.
It's like, hey, Scorsese, why don't we have a fun time? I'll come fill your movie. Yeah, that's great. See you in February, bitch.
Let me do some coke off this girl's. I think I saw Michael Bay doing coke off some girl's ass in there or whatever.
Yeah, really?
That would have been hilarious, to be honest. If the movie would have opened up with him coming off that girl's ass, whatever. Just,
oh my god.
Go make Transformers 4.
Oh my god.
I need to make a movie. I just got a movie idea.
Oh dear.
Hey, Scorsese, if you put that in your next movie, man, I want 10% of that. But, movie fucker, he says, wow, guys, I must admit, I'm shocked that you guys didn't mention the tripping ball scene with Leonardo DiCaprio and Jonah Hill involving the phone and the Lamborghini. I'm surprised you guys didn't talk more about the hot-ass women in this movie. I mean, you did for a little bit, but not as much as I thought you would. Anyway, thanks for the review. Well, the Lamborghini scene just involved Leonardo DiCaprio, but still, I think that was at the point where I got kind of tired. I thought it was funny as hell still, but I was laughing so much in the movie at the first hour and shit. By the time I got to that, I was trying to not to laugh no more because I didn't want to pass out and go to sleep or something.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
That's why I said I think I would prefer to watch this more at home because I was laughing hard in that first hour. Like, I was just, like, in tears of laughter and shit. And, you know, that's the negative of a good-ass movie like that is having you laughing. Is it? The longer it goes on, I'll get more exhausted. But
yeah. No, I agree.
No, but so now, are you ready to get into some box office
failures? Did you say box office failures? I mean, I know we spoil stuff, but we might as well just come out and say it. Yeah, the Christmas movies didn't have a good Christmas.
Got some cold in their stockings. Santa said, fuck y'all.
Yeah, really.
Alright, well, let's just get to number five. The number five, The Wolf of Wall Street. which I'm not scared for this movie. I think this movie would be just fine. It was a $100 million budget. It brought in $18 million. But if you want to bring in his week total or whatever, that movie made over $34 million. I think that's pretty fucking good on his first week.
Yeah, I agree. So, number four?
Number four, American Hustle. Stayed at number four last week. This four brought in $19 million this week. It's already made its budget back. So, that is at $61
million
now.
Yay.
I don't know if this has been released overseas yet. I know it made $1 million over there, but I don't think worldwide it has, so.
I don't know, but, yeah, American Hustle. I mean, we talked about it a little on our Best and Worst of. Not David O. Russell's best movie.
You know what? You didn't really give a review of it, though, so what didn't you like? Quickly, what didn't you like about it the most?
The pacing's fucking off on it. The pacing's off on it. The characters, yeah. You don't really know who to like. It's an interesting story. It's just, it goes on for too goddamn long. It could have easily been cut down an hour. There's useless scenes all over the place in the freaking thing.
Damn, you hated this movie? Jesus Christ.
I mean, it sounds like I hate it, but it's just one of those things where David O. Russell is one of those guys that I feel like I have to overly criticize because he's done so much good. Like, to follow Silver Linings Playbook with this. Like, I think this film could have been great. I think the problem is he just rushed this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I completely, because I've been saying this since the movie came out, because people have been saying this is such a great movie. I was like, I think it's his weakest out of the three.
I agree with you. It feels like it's forced. Like, he really rushed this shit.
I agree with you saying it's kind of all over the place. And so, I mean, it comes together in some parts, but then it kind of gets back into getting all over the place. Once again, I still enjoyed the film, whatever. But like I said in the review, I wouldn't put this nowhere near my top 15 or whatever. I mean, I'm not even in a hurry to go out and go see it again, to be honest.
No, I agree. It's one of those films that I feel like, you know, it could be the overhyped train too. I'm not liking the fact that so many critics are just jerking off over to it because there's so many glaring problems with its script that you just can't really deny it.
Well, I don't know if you've noticed, because since it's got its wide release last week, whatever. Before this movie came out, this movie was like at the top of critics' list or whatever. So this is gonna sweep the Oscars and everything, whatever. And when the movie came out, some more negative feedback started coming in. You might not.
Yeah,
see
what a surprise!
Yeah, it was like as the movie came out, I was just like, I'm starting to see a lot of negative now in this shit, whatever. I was just like, yeah, I think you guys might have jumped the gun a little bit here.
Yeah, just a tad. I mean, a film that's not all there is kind of hard. I mean, if I had to give what I would give it, I'd probably give it a high stream it. Just because.
Oh, yeah, you really hated this movie more than me.
Yeah, it's just, it's one of those things where I didn't necessarily hate it. It was so disappointing.
Yeah, I was going to say, is this your biggest disappointment of the year?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it was just one of those films where I was like, you know what? Everything about this film could be right. I will agree with you, though. He does get the 70s right. I mean, some of those scenes, the 70s aesthetic he brings to it is incredible.
Yeah, what did you think about that narration that I didn't like?
Oh, God. Like, at first I was like, okay, well, I guess you're doing this to set up character. But when they keep going with it, I was like, oh, God, this has got to stop.
Well, since you just recently saw it, because I don't remember, I've been saying it's been 20 minutes. How long did that really go on for? Because I think it was longer than 20 minutes.
It was about a good 40 minutes until it stopped. But then again,
whoa!
Like I said, like this movie, it's 2 hours and 20 minutes, and I felt it could have easily only been an hour and a half.
Yeah, especially with the time frame and the subject period. I don't think I said this in review, but I think even though it has a lot of great acting, I think some of the characters kind of.
Yeah, they fall flat. I will say this, though. I do think Jennifer Lawrence deserves some praise for her role because she's goddamn Machiavellian in this movie with her manipulation.
I thought she was great in this film, but for some reason, I don't know if it's just because of Silver Lion Playbook, I didn't really care that much or whatever.
No, I can see that totally.
I don't know what it is, whatever, because I wanted to, because you hear all these people whatever going like, oh, she was so great, she was amazing, whatever. And I watched it, I was just like, well, she's about at the ending of it. I mean, I guess what she did, I think what she did as far as playing that character was great, but I don't know. As far as fitting in with this role here going, I was just like, I don't think it all translated well.
I'm not going to lie. I laughed my ass off when she kissed Amy Adams.
I thought that was hot.
I thought that was funny. I didn't think it was hot. I thought that was funny as hell, because when you saw Amy Adams' face, it was a face of pure, what the fuck?
One part I did like with her was I liked the part where she tried to manipulate Christian Bale at the end by blaming it on him.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. That was straight up Machiavellian, and how sinister that was.
And Christian Bale's just like, I don't give a fuck. Fuck it. Just whatever.
There's a funny point. The other funny point that I want to bring up is when Amy Adams almost has sex with Bradley Cooper in the bathroom. And he's sitting there pulling up that skirt. I was sitting there. I was like, why do I want to go do this?
I love that club scene. I thought that was like the way the dancing and all that. I don't know. There was something about that. I was just like, I get a feel for the 70s here now. You know,
yeah. You know what? Technically, it's beautiful. But, you know, it's one of those things where the story, it doesn't feel like it fits in.
There's great moments here and there. But as far as us coming together as a film, I don't think it even holds a candle close to
Silver Line Play. Oh, yeah.
Even the fighter, to be honest.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. So, yeah, I give it a high streaming just because, you know, in terms of story-wise, David O. Russell, he's great with story. He really screwed the pooch on this one.
You want a hug, Lehu? I know this probably broke your heart.
No. I'm okay. I've come to accept this. Every director gets one bad film. Scorsese had... Wait. Fuck, never mind.
I was saying, go ahead, finish your statement.
Oh, no, I got one. Scorsese had Shark's Tale.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
That's definitely fun. David O. Russell has American Hustle.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who else.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Seeing how Gravity was your number one best film of the year, and you had some brilliant things to say about her. I kind of forgot what your number two was. I'm not going to lie.
My number two was The Way, Way Back.
Okay, The Way, Way Back, which we obviously know is not going to get nominated at all.
Oh, will fuck
you
no.
Be upset if American Hustle take awards that you don't think deserved it at all?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I felt the same way about Life of Pi last year. Life of Pi took a bunch of awards I thought it didn't deserve.
Well, it took technical awards that I think definitely deserved or whatever. It's this year's Gravity as far as technical wise.
Yeah, I agree.
There's always a movie every year that as far as like a special effect. I think the year before that was Hugo, wasn't it?
Yeah, and Hugo was just, oh my God.
Yeah, so Hugo swept that. Life of Pi last year. Gravity's going to take all technical. So that's just how these things work. So
yeah, no, I agree. But in terms of like, I don't want to see American Hustle get best screenplay. I don't. I think that's a crime if it does. It'll be as offensive to me as Django winning best screenplay last year.
I was just about to say that. So is this going to be Django for you then this year?
Yeah, I feel like it is. I feel like actually this is this year's Django for me, where people are coming out like, it's great. And I'm like, the fuck did you all see?
I think I want to say, dude, because I keep seeing the commercial. I think it has the most nominations out of every film.
Does it? Well, I mean, maybe for the Golden Globes, which doesn't surprise me, but Academy, we'll see how well that does.
Yeah, it's getting a lot of praise, so I don't know. We'll see, whatever. I think in the 90s is a little high, but whatever. Yeah. So that was his review of that one. Number three, Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues. That brought in $20 million this week.
Surpassed its budget, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, it surprised it with just this budget alone. I mean, it's at a... shit, you want to count foreign-wise, it made money overseas. It made $25 million overseas. It made over here $83 million. It's got a total worldwide $109 million, $50 million budget.
Yep, it's well on its way. Good job.
I'm glad, because
you and I talked about how many shitty comedies there were, and that was one that actually made me laugh throughout. So I'm glad that's doing well.
I think I could easily put this on one of those shitty comedy lists or whatever, because I can't stand this fucking movie. If people, you already heard me and... You know, I talk about, or Martin, I keep fucking that up. Me and Martin talk about this on the Darkness episode. Yeah, I fucking can't stand this movie now, the more I think about it now.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you at all for not liking it. I don't. I can't, really, so.
Yeah, well, I think the excuse that is given for it is what pisses me off more, that, oh, he's playing a man-child, so it's acceptable. I think that's fucking retarded, to be honest.
I think the fact that they make fun of the fact that he's playing a man-child in this one is funny to me.
Yeah, I think that's a poor ass excuse as why he can do that and get away with it and nobody gives him shit about it. I think that's an insult, to be honest, or whatever, but either way, whatever. Number two, this motherfucker keeps going back up too, because it was number three last week, and that's Frozen.
Yeah. God, it's making a shitload of money.
That movie will not fucking go away. It made it in $28 million this week too. That's a lot of goddamn money. I don't know if it's because of Christmas, also. Might be why. Shit. Yeah, Christmas.
Yeah.
Its budget, well, it's got 248 over here, 243 overseas. It's brought in $491 million worldwide.
God damn. Well,
damn.
That mouse got lucky again.
That mouse is getting at him. When that mouse gonna buy me?
Mouse,
I suck your dick, mouse. Come on now.
So what's our number one? Actually, I know exactly what our number one is.
Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah, I think you might have forgotten, though. I can see why you might have forgotten, though. And that's The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug.
It looks like our little movie fucker is going to be right about this.
I don't think so, personally, because let me break down the numbers for you. Brought in $29 million this week, or whatever. But it still has not reached its budget back over here. Which is 190. I think you said this last week. Its budget mainly comes from overseas, which it brought in 190 over here. The budget on this was over 235, if I'm not mistaken.
Holy hell.
But overseas, it's made 423.
All right. Okay. Fair enough.
So worldwide, it's got a total of $614 million. Now, I think this might be considered a disappointment. Knowing since it's Warner Brothers, they get a little butt-fucked about these kind of things.
That's putting it lightly.
Yeah, because if you look at the original Hobbit, as far as over here, that motherfucker made over 300 over here.
Yeah.
It did half that this over here or now or whatever. So I don't know how I'm pretty sure it's going to start dropping now, whatever, especially with the Oscars about to roll around now, whatever, because, like I said, Wolf of Wall Street and all that, even American Hustle's made its budget back and shit, but also Saving Maester Banks made its budget back as well, whatever, and shit.
Yeah. Well, let's get into the Christmas movies.
Well, Grudge Match.
Nobody gave a crap about Grudge Match.
That was that came in at number 11. It didn't even make the top 10. Number 11, that's another Warner Brothers film. I'm sure they're happy about that. $7 million off a $40 million budget, and for the week total, it made $13
million. Youch.
Now, if this was probably number 4, I could be like, well, it has a shot at making it money, but it's at number 11 with only $13 million. Yeah, that's a failure. That shit ain't going nowhere. It's done. It's done. Yep. Deal, son.
Hey, thank you, people. You told Hollywood that old people movies aren't funny.
And yet Stallone keeps making them. I don't get that. He is not getting the message here, Lehu. Like,
no, he's really not. So, there's another bomb I want to talk about that we actually didn't mention when we were talking about upcoming movies.
Oh, no, we're still going to talk about this, too. And, number 9, 47 Ronin. That brought in this weekend $9 million. But over, if you want to count the week total, it brought in $20 million. That's pretty good, actually. You know, $20 million over a week, whatever. Overseas, it brought in $22 million. So worldwide, it's got a $42 million budget. You're like, wow, opening week, that's cool. The budget on that was $200 million.
Ouch.
So you can kiss that right off goodbye. Because to come in at number 9 with only $20 million, out of $200 million, yeah, that's a fuck you.
Yeah, no, you're not making any money back.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I don't even know what to say about that, because the reviews on it, maybe if it was positive, maybe it would do like a little comeback, I don't know, but it's got like 11% or some shit like that or whatever.
Yeah, so
I fucking like that movie.
No.
Now, the number 7 movie, The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, brought in $13 million this weekend. Damn, a lot of studios are going to be pissed this year. You got Warner Brothers, Universal, and now Fox. They brought in $25 million this week, $27 overseas, brought in $52 million. It's got about a $95 million budget.
Ouch. Not as bad, but that's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's not that bad as the rest of them, but normally I'd be like, oh, I didn't make it this budget back, it'll be fine. Being at number 8 or 7, you're going to vanish away, and you're going to be making just like $2 million or some shit like that, whatever, so you're not even going to get close to that budget or whatever. I'll be shocked if that movie makes it, so.
Hell no!
Just like the fat man said here, so. Hey, but Lehu, don't worry, man, your movie made its money back, American Hustle.
Oh, great. Can we talk about one more bomb that happened this weekend that was under everyone's radar because no one really gave a shit about it?
Are you talking about that one movie with a certain B in it?
Yes, a certain little bitch.
I can tell you this right now. It didn't bomb because the budget on it was only $5
million. Oh, crap! I thought it was way higher.
Yeah, it's only $5 million.
Crap. But
they brought in half. I mean, well, it didn't bring a half. It brought in 4.5 million. So.
Ah, crap.
So, as much as I was.
I heard only that, two.
Yeah, it did over the. Because it came out on Christmas, remember? So it brought in two on the weekend, but for the week average or whatever, it brought in. It pretty much just got the damn budget back, so.
Yeah. Well, it's the reason that, you know, analysts are perplexed about this is because his first concert movie did so well, so why the fuck did this one not do so well?
What was the. How much did you remember? If you remember how much it made.
It made. It made a lot. I'm going to look it up right now. I think it made over 50 million.
Wow. Wow. So, you got to remember, too, that's when he just came out. He was popular at the time. Now, he's kind of popular just being as a little douche.
That's true.
Is he retiring now?
Oh, my God.
What?
That movie made 100 million.
Worldwide or over here?
Over here. It was not released worldwide.
Shit. Damn, I saw that movie. I really wasn't that impressed with it, to be honest. I was
yeah, there. Which is why it's hilarious that it only made $4.5 million, because this film was actually considered a sequel to that movie.
I didn't see any marketing as much as I did in the first one.
No, either. I didn't. What the funny part about this movie is that they expected him to do the marketing, but what they didn't expect is that he would do so much weed that he'd forget.
I was going to say, his marketing has been, I'm retiring.
Yeah, which, frankly, if he does, you're doing us a service there, Biebs.
I don't even think he can use that word, retiring, because he didn't start shit in the first fucking place to retire. So
yeah, good point. Excellent fucking point.
I was shocked when his first fucking movie came out. I was like, I thought they gave these music movies to just like, you know, people like Bob Marley or something like that. How the fuck did he get a movie already? Didn't he just start?
Yeah. All right. Well,
two movies?
Whatever. We're not going to give him any more attention he deserves. So, do we have any Blu-ray releases this week?
Oh, man. You know, I'm surprised it didn't make my worst of list. I was kind of pissed off by this movie, but that's Runner Runner.
Oh, okay. So, a film nobody gives a shit about. Next.
Didn't that movie just come out last month?
October. The studio dumped it. Remember we talked about it. The studio dumped it, and surprise, surprise, they're dumping it right on DVD.
They thought Ben Affleck, oh man, Ben Affleck's a hot topic right now. I was thinking of a movie right now. Release that shit. Yeah, was that Warner Brothers? I gotta look that up later or whatever.
I think it was.
Oh shit, they probably pissed in. Failed. I would love to. No, I don't want to work for Warner, but they might go out of business soon. But anyway.
Yeah, really, after this year, they just might.
Warner Brothers came up to you right now and said, Mr. Lehu, would you like a job to work on?
No, it was Fox.
What would you say?
It was Fox that released it.
Oh, was it Fox? Okay.
Yep. And What would I do if Warner Brothers came up to me and said, hey, do you want a job? I'd tell them, fuck you. I'm not doing anything for you, you mindless hacks.
They're going to put your name on everything that goes bad in there. Be like, hey, what? No, it was that guy, the new guy.
Yeah, it's the new guy who's working for us. He's working over at Lionsgate, who's letting him do whatever he wants.
Your family and girlfriend, everybody's going to hate you and shit. Every time you come home, you're going to get a tomato thrown at you. It's like, oh, you fucked up, man.
And then I'll just be like, wait, I just did a movie that was number one in the box office and made $20 million profit. Why am I getting someone's... Oh, those motherfuckers. Of course they're getting butthurt about me saying no to them.
They'll lie and say, oh, yeah, Lehu said that he's in production of Gravity 2.
Or a remake.
Or a remake. They show some shitty ass diversion. I'm like, yeah, Lehu made that.
And then I'd be like, I would just be like, well, you know what this means? Hello, lawyer. How are you today? What are the grounds for suing for slanderment?
Who does Warner Bros.? Oh, they're going to get that frog on you. You better watch out, man.
I'll squash that fucking thing and make it into frog legs.
Well, I say, like, make some frog legs out there, motherfucker, and send me some shit.
Yeah. Do we got any other Blu-ray releases?
Yeah, we got one more, and that's Closed Circuit. That piece of shit with Eric Bana and Rebecca Hall. I fucking hated that movie. It was the most boring. That was probably the most boring movie of 2013.
All right, fair enough. So it's trailer talk time. So, oh, Pete Wood, you ready to watch the same trailer we've watched for the last 5 years?
Oh, it might as fucking well. Yeah, it just got Mexicans, and they just painted them in brown face.
What do you have a bat in the
Hey, look, it looks like End of Watch.
Did someone die?
So messed up.
The lady who got killed, she lives right under me.
I had an idea. Let's go check downstairs.
Oh, so that's how we're going to avoid the dumb white stereotype. We're just going to make them Mexicans. Cool. What is this?
And make them the stereotypes. Oh, my God. How does she have pictures of you? Don't see Michael Pena if you know why.
Dreams. Check it out.
What is it?
It looks like a bite or something. I've been getting this weird feeling.
Have you guys ever felt like something's just watching you?
You got change?
Yeah, I got change. Here, don't put the camera at this.
What's up,
man?
Hey, get back there. Hey, get in my back. Stop it!
Just go, dog. What was that, man?
How did you do that?
I don't know. I just don't remember.
Jesse.
It's horrible acting. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, what do you expect with these movies?
I don't know, man. I just...
That's Katie, and that's Christy, my stepmother. So they possess Christy and then Katie. The ones that are marked, they become the permanent hosts. So what's going to happen to him? He won't be Jesse anymore.
Fuck that series.
God damn. That was the stupidest fucking trailer we've seen so far in this show.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, are you a fan of any of the Paranormal Activities? I mean,
no, as someone who wants to go, I mean, Paranormal Activity 4 was the worst film in 2012 to me.
I think it was too. It was on my list. It's boring. It had this trailer. It had those same fucking kids, the little ghost kids too, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. As someone who wants to go in the horror films, these movies are a goddamn travesty. They really are. I mean, I know you've said horror movies are stupid, and I've tried to defend it. It's like, there are some that are really good. You just, you know, they never get noticed. They never do. And it's because of shit like this.
You know, I was going to ask you, the fact that it's not being released in October and January, which I'm a little worried about, because I know the last one was released in October, and it didn't do as well as the last three. Now, it made a lot of money, but it didn't do as great as the last three did. Are they going to January because they realize that January makes a shitload of money?
I wouldn't deny it, but I also know the fact that this movie got started. Basically, this wasn't even supposed to be a Paranormal Activity movie.
That's what I heard, too. That's
yeah, this wasn't originally a Paranormal Activity movie, and then halfway through the production of this movie, they went to the director and said, hey, can we make this Paranormal Activity movie? We'll pay you $5 million to do it.
God damn, the first movie of last year was Identity Theft. Now, this first movie of 2014, fucking Paranormal Activity again. Oh, jeez. That last one, that had to be the most boring shit I've ever fucking seen or whatever. Like, even compared to this year's shit.
Yeah.
That was just boring. It was nothing happening. And then when shit happened, it did a...
It did the same thing as the last movie did. It was literally the same freaking ending.
I thought it was the same story and everything.
And it's going to be the same ending with this one. It's going to be a bunch of buildup for everyone dying at the end. I'm calling it right now.
I know somebody that actually thought that shit was scary, too.
No, it's not. They're tricking you into thinking it's scary.
I said, man, where's your balls, man? Come on now.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, we've gone on long enough about this. We get to talk more about it this weekend. So... It's...
So, I'm sure we will. So, this is Movie Spoilers episode 93. I'm the phenomenal one.
And I'm Lehu, and you all have a fantabulous day.
Have a great new year, guys. Later, bastards. We'll be right back.